Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
See, it's absolute. It is absolute. If you're going to follow him, you're going to have to give everything up. I'm seeing in my life, I've been through an experience where I felt like the Lord showed me it was in the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. And that's where you come to die with him and live with him in his sufferings. And so I could rejoice in it. That suits my ambition to be with him forever and ever. But that is what you've just read is a stark reality that we aren't hearing that much in this age. Mm-hmm. It's something that has to be faced. What are you living for? What are you dying for? And it's absolutely unequivocal that if you save your life, you will lose it. And I've talked with people who said, I saved my life and now I've lost it, meaning either health or situations or opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's very serious, and it will give us the fear of God that will enable us to make the right choices.
Because none of us want to lose our destiny. I mean, you know, that would be stupid.
Mm-hmm. Is there any more to your writing?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole mess there, but that just struck me about the death and the swallowing, Jonah being swallowed in the whale, and how that references the death that we all face. Mm-hmm. We all have to die and be subsumed into another's life.
It's interesting that the warning of Paul to Timothy was to avoid controversy and conversations and arguments and theories and so forth, to stay away from that.
Well, we're finding that a lot in the political realm. Everybody has their opinion, and everybody wants to debate their opinion, and everybody wants to crucify anybody who doesn't have their opinion.
Yes. And see, it's talk, talk, talk that will always obscure the reality, whether I'm in him or I'm his enemy.
Do you think the talk is a smokescreen so that we don't have to deal with the actual issue?
I do. And I think he says it spreads like gangrene. And then he names two men who are doing it. And he's warning them not to get into controversies. And I remember Bill Gothard saying to argue scripture is an indication of an immoral problem. We hide behind our dogma and won't die to the realities.
It makes us look like we're passionate and alive while we're actually dead.
Mm-hmm. Let me just read a little bit about that. After he says this trustworthy statement, if you die with him, you'll live. If you endure, you will reign. If you deny him, he will deny you. He cannot be faithless to himself. I always thought that meant he cannot stop being faithful to me. No, it doesn't mean that. Mm. In other words, if you deny him, he's still faithful to you. No, that's not what it means. It means
that's what I always thought it meant, too.
He cannot deny his own being and character and place and sonship. And then he goes on to say, Paul, writing to Timothy, remind them of these things that I've just said and charge them before God not to quarrel about words which do no good, but only ruin the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth, but avoid irreverent babble. So it's so rich to just put your face in the hard sayings of the scripture and to love those hard sayings into a redemptiveness through them. Mm-hmm. We slide past, I do it, we slide past a lot of hard words in the New Testament, and we need to stop and look. One of the things that has so impacted me is in Psalm 119, the passion, I think it's written by a self or a group of writers, but there is a tremendous passion. I long for your word. I long for your precepts, which I'm interpreting to mean his will. But there is a passion in Psalm 119 for the truth and for the word of God that is incredible. And it's that very thing that will keep us where we should be. Passion for the will of God and passion for the fear of God. Because there's a lot about the fear of God in Psalm 119 as well. But the angels of the Lord surround those who fear him.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many other things. I talk about this about every 6 months. So the issue here about this trustworthy saying is the word. How you interpret the word. Whether you're talking about God or actually seeing the truth of the word. Study and be eager to do your utmost. Study, meaning study the word. A workman who has no cause to be ashamed. Correctly, and this is repeating it in the Amplified, analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. But empty talk is talking about the word without understanding the word or facing it.
Or experiencing the life in it.
This is, yes, exactly. Well said. I'm also a little bit on, I'm watching a series, and one of the lectures was about the danger of GMO foods and how it's going to destroy the world. I know that non-GMO foods are the foods to eat that are not genetically altered. But I didn't know the process of the destruction of the world through GMO. See, it goes into insects and bees and birds, everything, altering the genetic code. And I realized the Lord's got to come soon. It's an indication that danger, an unimaginable danger, that we wouldn't have thought possible 30 years ago. But I realize that that's an end-time indicator. He's got to come soon because we need a new earth and a new heaven. So there's so many signs here and there that his return is imminent. Of all times, to be sober and careful, it's now.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.